They shot cortisone. I didn't hear it.
Yeah.
Supposed to relieve that, but it hasn't really done much. It hasn't been but about a month since I did it.
I'll be darned. I have to go back here. I've been trying to figure it out.
Is that right?
I think it may have been from driving that little Chevy 2 up here. I grabbed the wheel and then I hooked my finger like this.
Yeah, it may have caused a strain on that joint.
On the thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's the first I'd ever heard it. I had any of it. I had an uncle who's had arthritis. His spine was stiff.
Oh dear.
And he was that way for ever since he was 30 years old. Well, about 30 years, I guess, yeah. Before he died.
That's dangerous too.
Real bad. He was in and out of hospitals.
Gosh, I had a friend who had that.
It's real bad. The joints,
they're,
you know,
afraid he'd
their
fall
hands.
Or something.
Yeah, that's right. He couldn't get around. He was in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a frightful one. If they just get that cancer and heart disease licked, it'll all be downhill.
Gosh, yeah.
Wonder what we'll work on then.
Too many people alive then.
Yeah, that's right. We'll eat ourselves to death.
Yeah.
Well, what would you call that disease? Oh, let's see. What did you call that thing with your uncle's back?
Spine.
Uh-huh. What was the matter with him?
He had arthritis.
Arthritis too.
Uh-huh.
Is there any difference between arthritis and rheumatism?
I think there's a difference. There's rheumatoid arthritis,
uh-huh.
which is a combination of the two, I believe.
Uh-huh.
Rheumatism, I think, is different though.
Uh-huh. What would you call that affliction where you have a sharp pain right down here in the right side?
Appendicitis.
Uh-huh. And the one where the patient turns yellow?
Yellow jaundice. Or malaria. Or taking.
How about the one where a membrane forms in the throat? This is pretty well taken care of now with the DPT shots.
I don't know.
Diphtheria or?
Oh, I guess so. Diphtheria. Don't have that much anymore.
If isn't it wonderful that we don't?
Mm-hmm.
I guess that was
I'll
a real killer.
Yeah.
I know I've talked to a lot of old people, and if they had a
so
family
many
of any size, they'd lost at least one child.
That's right.
If you go away on vacation and then come back and find one of your friends is in the hospital with some disease, and you wanted to find out when this happened, what would you say?
Mm.
When did he
become ill?
Is that what you'd normally say?
When did he get sick?
Mm-hmm. And if you see a man walking around with a cough and red eyes and blowing his nose, you'd say he'd done what?
Hay fever.
Oh, how about the winter?
Oh, bad cold.
Mm-hmm. What's happened to him?
He's caught cold.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes some person will eat something that doesn't agree with him. He'll just go round and round and round. And you know he can't keep it down, and you'll say he has to
vomit?
Mm-hmm. Would this
throw
be,
up?
Uh-huh. Which one of these would be the term you'd normally use?
Throw up, probably.
Uh-huh. When I was a kid, it was vomit. It was my normal term. Now I don't use that one. Throw up.
Yeah.
And you have to do that because he's what?
Sick at his stomach.
Mm-hmm. If children are not behaving and you tell them to stop it, and they keep on, you say, all right, now don't do that again or I'll
spank you.
Mm-hmm. If a boy is visiting a girl and bringing her flowers and things like that, you'd say he's doing what?
Courting her.
And he is her?
Boyfriend.
She is his?
Girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. And then if he asks her to marry him and she says she will, then he would be her? Fiance or betrothed or
betrothed, I think. Fiance, I think, would be a girlfriend or boyfriend would also be a fiance.
What if she said no when he asks her to marry her? What would this be? You'd say she did what?
She had turned him down.
Mm-hmm. Any other terms for that?